I don't understand how Momo can continually post filtered selfies, whiny updates, and verbal diarrhea about every aspect of her life. It's like she's fishing for validation. I have to unfollow her. She's taking over my feed.
I know. Every time I check my news feed, there are at least 10 of her posts, be it food, flowers, or family. Oh, and don't get me started on her feelings updates.
Yeah, and she's always giving way too much information about some guy who nobody knows. She is the absolute queen of vague booking.
You think Momo's bad? My buddy Turk is constantly bombarding the world with pics of himself at the gym, while drinking water, doing curls, or using the phone. It's ridiculous. Constantly updating one's status is such an exercise in futility.
Why would you get someone to take a photo of you texting at the gym? As if it was such a surprise. Oh, hey, you caught me texting at the gym because I'm so popular, but I have no muscles. Ugh! The way people present themselves on Facebook will never cease to amuse me.
As if that doesn't bug me enough, my boss just tried to add me as a friend. Do I really want updates of her sad, single, work comes first life? I bet she has a lot of cupcake and kitty shots.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I refuse to friend any of my coworkers. It's too risky with all those paparazzi friends who tag senselessly. Just because you know someone in a photo does not mean you should tag them. Exercise some consideration.
And judgment. Maybe Facebook has become a little too user-friendly. Some clown is always uploading a viral video of some toddler singing in a car, like I'll actually care about that, or think it's funny. You should need an IQ test to be allowed to open a page.
It's all about what you want others to see anyway. Fakebook is more like it.
Allow me to be the first to like that post. Thumbs up, way up!